Hi, this is David. If you own a website like I do, you know how important website security is. It's always a nagging worry in the back of your mind that one of the millions of hackers out there might gain access to your site and destroy your hard work. But I've discovered a solution. With Kinsta, they take care of the technical and security stuff, so you can focus on what you do best, creating great content or selling great products. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and highly dedicated human-only customer support. They provide complete peace of mind by ensuring that your WordPress website is always online, rock-solid secure, and performing at its best. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit KINSTA.com to get this limited-time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today. Thank you. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. A special thank you to our new monthly patrons, Karen Rodriguez, Christina Esposto, Victoria Wilson, and Alieda Castillo. Today's podcast is a special New Year's Eve edition, where I have a special gift for you. For the next 24 hours, I will be giving away our Majesty Meditation, as well as our break-free meditations for those who are struggling with addiction. These meditations have helped thousands of people live their very best lives, and they can help you too. Check out our show notes for links to this free 24-hour offer, which will expire at midnight on New Year's Day. Thank you and Happy New Year. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Pathway of Roses by Christian Neil Larson, published in 1912. If you wish to change your environment, or if you wish to better certain things in your life, determine precisely what you want, then have faith. Continue to say, "I have the faith," and repeat that statement as frequently as possible. Believe that you will realize what you want, and believe that your belief is absolute truth. Have faith, and also have faith in faith. And whenever you affirm the statement, "I have the faith," enter into the very spirit of that statement. When you say that you have the faith, and enter into the spirit of what you say, you awaken the power that can do what your faith is undertaken to do. Our constant purpose should be to become conscious of the inner spirit of faith. And we feel this inner spirit, we should try to become conscious of a still deeper spirit. To go deeper and deeper into the realization of the spirit should be the ruling desire whenever we enter the attitude of faith. And as there is no end to the depth or height of the Spirit, there is no limit to that inner world of life, wisdom, and power that may be realized through faith. Faith goes out upon the seeming void and finds that there is no void. All is real. And the farther we go out in the vastness of limitless life, the more real and the more beautiful life becomes. Therefore, to follow faith is always to pass from the lesser into the greater, into the better, richer, larger, more wonderful, and more beautiful life. The mind that lives in doubt can see limitations everywhere. The mind that lives in faith can see no limitations, and in fact knows that there are no limitations anywhere. The mind that lives in doubt is in bondage to these seeming limitations, and therefore realizes nothing more of life than what is confined within these seeming limitations. But the mind that lives in faith lives in the freedom of the all of life, and is daily realizing more and more of everything that is contained in the all of life. Faith can see that no matter how large or beautiful life may be now, there is always a larger and a more beautiful life to live for, to work for, and to realize in the days that are near at hand. In a life of faith, there is no end to anything. There is always something more, always something richer, always something greater, always something better. Every person in the world, whatever their present position may be, can begin today, and through the power of faith, work themselves up into any attainment or realization they have in mind. Whatever your goal, you can reach it if you work in faith. This may seem to be a strong statement, but Jesus of Nazareth declared it was so, and it is certainly high time that we begin to believe and practice the great truth this Master proclaimed. If the teachings of Jesus mean anything, they mean that I can, through faith, overcome anything in my life, change anything in my life, better anything in my life, and realize any goal whatever to which I may aspire to reach in life. Though it may take months and years to reach certain things, those things that have exceptional worth, nevertheless I can do it if I continue persistently to work in the spirit of unbounded faith. And in the meantime, if I give this same faith to all my work, I shall be gaining ground daily, making my life larger, better, richer, and more beautiful constantly. There are thousands of richly endowed minds in the world that accomplish nothing to speak of, and the reason is they live in the confusion of doubt, uncertainty, and fear. Many of these minds would become giants in the world if all their powers were spurred to action by the invincible spirit of faith. In fact, there is not a single mind, whether naturally endowed or not, that would not come forth into a larger, richer life if inspired by the wonder-working power of faith. Faith awakens the all that is in human life, makes that all a continuous power for good. Therefore, not a person in the world, whatever their work may be, can afford to live or work a single moment without faith, without the deepest, strongest faith that they can possibly arouse in their own soul. Faith is not for the spiritual world alone, but for every world. Not a muscle should move unless it moves in faith. Not a thought should be formed unless it is filled with the spirit of faith. Not a word should be uttered unless it comes directly from the limitless power of faith. This is what it means to live by faith, and such a life is quite a life indeed. Now, there are some people who simply fold their hands and wait in faith for good things to come. But that is not faith. Hope stands and waits, but faith goes to work. Therefore, if you are waiting in faith, you have no faith. And having no faith, you will continue to wait, and the good things you desire will never come. Faith is not simply belief. It is an attitude of mind and soul, wherein you place your own life in perfect contact with infinite life. Consequently, when you live and work in faith, every thought and effort will be charged, so to speak, with the power of infinite life. To work in faith is to give more life and more power to your work. To think in faith is to animate and inspire your thought with a finer insight and a higher degree of understanding than you could ever receive in any other way. The mission of faith, therefore, in practical life, is to give the individual that greater measure of wisdom and power through which they may make themselves worthy of the highest good that they may desire as their own. All things belong to us. That is, all things are ready for us whenever we can use them. But we cannot use the greater things in life so long as we are living a small, partially dormant life. The riches of the kingdom are not for us to have and to hold. They are for us to use, and we can use them all only as we become alive with the life more abundant in every element of body, mind, and soul. The principle thus is this: use the body, use the mind, use the soul, use every faculty, use every force, use every power that you can possibly find and arouse throughout your entire being, and use all these things in faith. That is, while you are using all these things, place your life, your mind, and your consciousness in such perfect touch with the supreme source of life, power, wisdom, and inspiration that you become a perfect channel of expression for all that is great and worthy in the vastness of sublime existence. In this manner, you become so worthy, so competent, and so efficient in your life that all that is great and worthy in the ideal can be naturally attracted and used by you in the real. Every individual is entitled to all the riches of the spiritual kingdom, and as many beautiful things in the visible kingdom that we can use to enrich our lives and the lives of those around us. But before we can secure all these things, we must cause our personal nature and our spiritual nature to live and work together as one. We must work for everything that we may desire, and must work in the faith that every desire will be fulfilled. The first essential is to make the best use possible of everything that we may possess now. The second essential is to live, think, and work in faith. The person who lives in faith lives in the Spirit, and the one who lives in the Spirit lives in God. No person can afford to do anything without taking God along with them. No person can afford to think a single thought without realizing that that thought is created in the infinite sea of divine thought. No person can afford to express a single desire without realizing that that desire is the expression of some supreme, some great, some beautiful state of interior existence. It is extremely important to try, as much as possible and as frequently as possible, to enter into the inner consciousness of the great truth that, quote, all things are yours. As we grow in this consciousness, we actually enter into real limitless possession. And when we begin to inwardly feel that we possess the rich and beautiful and limitless supply, we will begin to attract the rich and beautiful from every source in the world. Take the biblical statement, "All that the Father has is mine," and mentally dwell upon the very innermost truth that can be found in this statement. Try to realize what it means to possess everything that there is in the kingdom of the infinite, and enter into the very soul of that meaning. Try to feel the spirit of limitless, divine possession, and resolve to live perpetually in the innermost life of that spirit. The consciousness of limitless supply will soon become an actual factor in your mind, and you can begin to draw upon the limitless when you are actually conscious of the limitless. When you actually realize that all things are yours, you will never be anxious about the future anymore. You will know that there is a ready way to supply every need at the proper time. You will not live in the possession of simply the barest necessities. You will live in the life of abundance, and the rich and beautiful in your life will constantly be on the increase.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.